go out on their own until they were endued with power from on high. When the Spirit of God begins to touch your heart and you give your life to Jesus Christ and you make a determination to follow Him and you take the first step of water baptism, the next thing that you ought to be doing according to what Jesus taught His disciples, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Seek the Holy Spirit baptism. Seek the power of God in your life. Because we see how they were changed, transformed by the precious power that God gave them through the Holy Spirit. 3.5 years after spending that time with Jesus, Peter denied the Lord 3 times at the end. And the 3rd time, it says he went away cursing. But just a couple months later, he got up and preached the first sermon in the new church. How does that happen? What changed? What transpired? Well, the day of Pentecost was fully come. And the Holy Spirit fell on those 120. And Peter was empowered, was dynamic, and preached the first sermon in the new church. That's what made the difference. The power that he gives, praise God, through the Holy Spirit. The church has to operate in power. Otherwise, we belong to an organization and we have nice teachings and good sermons and thoughtful comments and so on and so forth. But praise God, the life-changing experience comes through the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that touches the heart. It's not the fair words. Paul said, I didn't come with fancy words and beautiful anecdotes. I came in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, praise God, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It was the Holy Spirit power that touched the hearts. What changes a person from going from sin to being saved? What is it that convicts their heart? The anointing of the Holy Ghost, the power of God that touches the soul, that begins to witness within. I think of that beautiful passage in Isaiah when he sees a vision of God upon the throne and the cherubims and the seraphims were singing holy, holy, holy over him. He came in contact with the presence of God in that vision. He saw something that touched him so deeply, he was convicted. He said, oh, woe is me, I'm a man of sinful lips. And praise God, oh Lord, when we come in contact with God, when we come in His presence, praise God, we are convicted. There's something that touches us, something that is so deep. It's not something we learn. You can't learn about the Holy Spirit. It has to come from revelation. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. Jesus said in the book of Acts in the 1st chapter, when before he ascended, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power. Wait in Jerusalem. Tarry in Jerusalem. Seek the baptism. Seek the power of God in your life. Let Him move upon you. Let Him transform you. Let Him give you understanding and intuitions and direction in your life. Praise God. Let Him give you the power to overcome. I love what Jesus said when He had His disciples sequestered in the book of John. It talks about the 14th, 15th, and 16th chapters. He says, He is with you, speaking of the Holy Spirit, but He shall be in you. Praise God. I love that. He's with you. You feel His presence. You feel His influence. As long as Jesus was there, they were secure. As long as He was with them, they were secure. They stayed by His side. But He says, greater things shall you do than these because I go to the Father. Greater things, praise God. It's not because Jesus said, I have to go, but I'll send you another comforter. It's so beautiful when you think about it. that Jesus had to leave. His presence wasn't there with him. But he said, I'll send you another comforter, one who will abide with you forever, who will indwell you. Praise God. Oh, the Holy Spirit is always with us. Praise his name. He's there. Praise God. He's the truth teller, the glorifier of Jesus. Oh, praise God. He's the one that points us to righteousness. He's with us. He's in us. Praise God. We don't have to run around and call the pastor or call this one or that one. The Holy Spirit power is within us. Praise God. And he directs us and he comforts us. Praise God. Oh, Lord, thank you. What a change. He is called the Spirit of Christ. It's beautiful when we look at the scriptures and put it all together. In all four Gospels, it records John the Baptist saying, I baptize you with water, but he that will come after me is mightier than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. All four Gospels records what John says. All four Gospels, you know, give that message. John had a simple message about Christ, but then he is the baptizer. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, how your plan of salvation is so beautiful and so encouraging and so comforting. Praise the Lord as he is with us in all these things. Oh, praise God. The day of Pentecost, we know the story that 120 were praying and the Holy Spirit fell on them. And we have some today that say, well, that was a one-time situation and that's all there is to it. And of course, when we read the Word of God, it doesn't line up. Because Peter's message says, and the promise is unto you and to your children and to as many as are afar off, as the Lord God shall call. That's August the 4th, 2024, that promise is still available to each and every one of us here this morning. Oh, praise God. Lord, thank you. Thank you. On that day that Peter preached, 3,000 souls were saved. Peter and John were transformed by the power of God. The very next day, they healed a paralytic man. You remember the story, he's begging alms outside the temple. And Peter didn't even pray. He says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. The Spirit of God came upon him, and that man was healed. Praise God. It says the Spirit performed many miracles. They did many miraculous signs and wonders in the fifth chapter of Acts. The supernatural gifts were in operation. Oh, what we need in this world today is the power of God through the Holy Spirit. What the churches need today is the power of God. We got a lot of technicians in the pulpits talking about how to and to do this and look at it like that. No, we need the presence of Almighty God. We need the Holy Spirit to be with, empower us from within and to lead us and guide us and show us how to act and how to behave and to direct our path. Praise God. The one that can change our hearts, the one that help us overcome ourselves and help us overcome the enemy of our soul. Oh, praise the Lord. Spirit-filled Stephen, one of the first deacons of the new church. It's a man full of God's grace and power. Did great wonders and miraculous signs. The Spirit-filled Philip, and he preached in Samaria the miracles and healings and casting out demons and numerous conversions. And Spirit-baptized Peter was used by God to heal lame Aeneas. And two entire towns turned to the Lord. And this is in Acts chapter 9. In chapter 10, God gave him a vision to go to Cornelius' home, a Gentile, and preach. He didn't know. He saw the vision. We know the vision. He saw the vision and didn't understand it until he got there. He says, "Now I perceive God is no respecter of persons, because it wasn't lawful for a Jew to go to a Gentile's home." But he began to preach and evangelize Jesus Christ. And this is as he spoke, the Holy Spirit fell on that whole house and they were all baptized. Well, how did they know that? They heard them speak with tongues. They heard God come. They heard the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord. God did a mighty work. In Acts 19, it said Paul came upon these disciples having passed through the upper coast of Corinth, I believe, went to Ephesus. And his first conversation with them was, "Well, how's the weather out here? How's everything going? How are the Romans? Are they treating you okay? Are things all right?" No, he says, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" That was his first concern. That's what the Word of God records. That's what was on his mind, praise God. And they said, "We never heard of it." And he laid hands on them, and we know the story. They were baptized, and they heard them all speak in tongues. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, would you help us to operate and live in that baptism, that the Holy Spirit would control us. The Holy Spirit is the one that inspires us and causes us to live and do the things that are pleasing to God. Praise the Lord. It's not the rule book. Well, where's the rules? Can I do this? Can I do that? No, you have within your heart the rule book. You have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the truth teller. And immediately there's something that he says or, pardon me, his guidance. No, don't go there. No, don't say, "No, you messed up. You shouldn't have said that. No, you don't belong in it. You don't belong looking at this." The Holy Spirit. And he does it in such a gentle way. It's not a correction that brings a discouragement, but it's something that gives us understanding and directs our path. Oh, Lord, help us. It's a simple faith in Christ. The great commission that Jesus gave, go into all the world and preach the good news of the gospel, telling them all things I have commanded you. How are we going to do that? Through the Holy Spirit power. It's good to have good ideas and thoughts, but praise God, we need the anointing power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Praise God. Young people, he will help you make the right decisions. He will give you wisdom to follow the Lord. And oh, sometimes you may disappoint him, because we all do, even with our best efforts. Sometimes we don't yield to the Spirit of God. Sometimes we follow our own hearts. Sometimes we let the old man be in control. But praise God, the Holy Spirit is right there to encourage us and to convict us. Praise the Lord. And sometimes we may make the Holy Spirit sad, but praise God, he always is there with us. Praise God, the Spirit of Christ to encourage us, to strengthen us, and to help us find the right path. You know, some have left the Lord when they were younger, and somehow God made a way for them to come back. How did that happen? What was it? It was the Holy Spirit that continued to stay with them and stay after them. Well, maybe they weren't baptized. It doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit will come after you. The Holy Spirit will encourage you. The Holy Spirit will touch your heart. Because Jesus told his disciples, he is with you, he's around you, but shall be in you. Praise God. I want the shall be in you experience. Praise God that the Lord can direct me and guide me and lead me. Praise God, because I need his direction. I need his strength. Praise God every day. Oh, Lord, help us in this day in which we live. I think of why is the baptism such a lightning rod for controversy? Why is it so that it just causes such a challenge? What is it? What inspires, what touches people that when you mention the baptism, it becomes something like there's no middle ground. It's you're either for it or against it kind of situation. And oh Lord, it's the enemy trying to minimize. Because without the power of God, without the power of God in the church, we are not effective. Without God's Holy Spirit power, we can't do the things God would have us do. The words don't touch the heart. The words don't change the mind. Praise God. We can have all the kind of groups and activities and all kind of things and all the things in the church, but those don't touch the heart and change the life. Those don't bring that inner peace. It's the Holy Spirit power. And what's the enemy's mission is keep them away from the power of God. Minimize it. Don't teach it. Don't preach it. It's a lightning rod. Stay away from it. It separates people. It causes division. We have the baptized and the unbaptized. And people and the enemy wants to play on that identity. That's what we got going on in politics today. It's identity. Well, you're black, you're white, you're brown, you're blue, whatever. You're this, you're that. No, we're all one in Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit wants to unite us all. The Holy Spirit wants to be in each and every one of us. The baptism is for everyone, my brother and sister. It's not just for the few. It's for everyone. Praise God. God knew what we need to live this life. He knew the attacks of the enemy. He saw far ahead that you were going to need power. Praise God. Once you follow Christ, once you embrace the doctrine, once you embrace the full gospel message, praise God, you're going to be a target and you're going to have the enemy trying to destroy you, trying to pull you away, trying to alienate you from Christ. But oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost this morning. Thank you for the power that helps us, praise God, to overcome. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray the Lord inspire us. If you're not baptized, it is a gift. It is a gift. God wants to give you. It's not something you earn. It's not something, well, I went to church for so long, or I tried to live right for so many weeks and so many months. That's got nothing to do with it. It's a gift. It's a gift that God gives. He wants you to have. He knows you need it. And you don't have to earn it. You can't earn it. It's impossible. All you got to do is surrender and open your heart and say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Brother Ron, that's too simple. I'm not built that way. That's not the way I think. I understand that. And we make it hard. We make it difficult. We make it, such a monumental thing. The Lord will never baptize me because I'm this and I'm that and I've done this and I've done that. Forget about all that. Put it under the blood of Jesus. Say, Lord, cover me. Every sin stain, Lord, wash it clean. Whatever I did yesterday, confess it to the Lord. Lord, forgive me for my unbelief. Forgive me for my actions. Forgive me for backsliding. Forgive me for turning my back on you. Be honest with the Lord. Don't be afraid to confess it. Don't be afraid to tell him how you really are. Be honest with the Lord. But Lord, I want your promise. I want your promise, praise God. Jesus shed his blood that you and I could be a cleansed vessel, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. We can't do enough right things. We can't live right enough. There's no way, impossible. Impossible. The righteousness of man, the word of God tells us, is as a filthy rag before the Lord. It's useless. In me dwelleth no good thing. That's what Paul, one of the scriptures it says, in me dwelleth no good thing. But the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin, praise God. The blood of Jesus washes us clean. The blood of Jesus cleanses the vessel, praise God, that the Holy Spirit can come in. The Holy Spirit can come in. Oh, praise the Lord, and dwell within us. Oh, thank you, Lord. What's the first thing we have to do to receive the Holy Spirit? Believe. What does Scripture say in Mark, I believe it's, and these signs shall follow them that, what? Believe. They shall speak with new tongues. And so on and so on. You got to believe. If you don't believe, you're not going to receive. It's as simple as that. Don't let the enemy whisper in your ear, you're not worthy. Don't get your hopes up. You've got a checkered past. You've got all these black marks against you. Put that aside. You've put it under the blood of Jesus. Have faith in the atoning power of his blood. Praise God. What did Peter say? Repent and be baptized. Repent. Lord, forgive me. I haven't lived a life that's been brought glory and honor to your name. Help me, Lord. I repent. Turn around. Praise God. And remember the source of the baptism. The Holy Spirit doesn't baptize you. Jesus baptizes you. What did John write in the Gospel of John the Baptist? And he shall baptize you. He, Jesus, shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He's the baptizer. Praise the Lord. He's the one, praise God, that makes that decision. And we have to hunger and thirst after righteousness. I shudder at the teachings I hear today. Well, it's good if you receive it, but you don't need it. They don't say it exactly like that, but it's not a requirement. For salvation, it's not a requirement. It's not necessary for salvation. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is believe. Water down the word to minimize the importance. And what did Jesus say? Unless you're born again, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. What did he mean by that? Unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. Those are pretty important words, I think. It would seem to me that people ought to be saying, what is the born-again experience? What is it? And what does the Word of God, what does the Word of God tell us? What do we find in the Word that gives us some understanding and some wisdom? And we see the change that took place pre-Pentecost, post-Pentecost. What was it? Holy Spirit baptism. I don't know of one place where it talks about being born again without the baptism. Not one place. What was the experience of the disciples? They were baptized. Peter, when he went back to Jerusalem and told the council what happened, because they called him to task. What did you do going to that Cornelius's home, that Gentile's home? What did you do? And he told them what happened. And he said, and we heard them speak with tongues, the same gift that we received, that God had baptized them. He opened the tent. Praise God. It was for everyone, not only Jew, but the Gentile. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, help us. Oh, Lord, help us. We that are baptized, I pray the Lord, give us more fire. I pray the Lord, draw us closer. It's not for demonstration. No, that it will look that it's not for that. It's for the operation of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's what he's there for. Not to say, well, I have received the badge of honor. I can wear the badge. I'm baptized. Big gold badge. I can put it on my shoulder and take it to church. No, that's not it. It's the operation in your life. It's walking in the Spirit. It's being able to live the life. It's having the power. When the enemy presents you with a challenge, when you're tempted to compromise, the Holy Spirit is right there and saying, hold on. When your faith is about to fail, the Holy Spirit is right there and saying, hold on. When you don't know which way to go, wait on the Lord and the Holy Spirit will guide you and direct your path. When you choose a career, wait on the Lord and say, Lord, direct my path. Because you see ahead and I can't. The Holy Spirit is right there. The Holy Spirit is for each and every one of us this morning. It's a gift God wants to give. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. I can't emphasize that enough. It's a free gift. Who would turn down something that God wants to give you? Tell me, what sense does that make? None at all. But oh, praise God, Lord, would you help us? We thank you for the witness. We thank you for the plan of salvation this morning. Brother and sister, would you come forward? I'm going to close right here. You that are seeking, don't be discouraged. Trust the Lord. He does it in many ways. I think of our young sister who was baptized at home, praying in her room. We have others that are praying at the prayer meeting, Lord, baptize them. We had one sister several, many years ago, was in the back there after the close of the service, and she continued to pray. Lord, filled her with the Holy Ghost. We've had people come in the altar call, and the Lord filled them with the Holy Ghost. He does it his way. He's not a Methodist. But I love what the Word says, in the day that you seek me with a whole heart, you'll surely find. You know, some people get frustrated because they pray and nothing happens. And I understand that. That's our humanity. And the enemy plays on that. Well, what's wrong with you? How come you didn't get baptized? You know, you're praying, you're going to church. How come you didn't get the baptism? How come he got it or she got it and you know what they've done? Does the enemy play those games? Absolutely. Don't be sidetracked. That's all to get you off direction. Trust the Lord. Seek the baptizer. Say, Lord, I want all that you have for me. I want your promise. I want to live for you, Christ. I want you to empower me with your Holy Spirit. Praise God. Don't look around, but look within and just surrender and say, Lord, here I am. Have your way in me. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?